The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Steve Letard here with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Burton. Guys, racing from Talladega. The Cup cars were back on track. Talladega this weekend. 5,000 fans could buy tickets and enter the race. Unfortunately, rain on Sunday postponed the race until Monday, but this was nowhere near the biggest news story of the weekend out of Talladega. Late Sunday evening, a release from NASCAR reported that a crew member for Bubba Wallace found a noose in their garage stall sometime Sunday afternoon. We then learned on Monday morning, NASCAR enlisted the local FBI to help with the investigation. As the timeline continues, president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, addressed the media. He could not elaborate much on the investigation other than whoever was responsible would be banned for life from NASCAR. That was all the news. But guys, for me, the moment really began when the drivers at the start of the Talladega race, when the cars were still on the grid, pushed Bubba Wallace's number 43 to the front of the grid, where Bubba Wallace stood next to his owner, Richard Petty, the King, with all the drivers and many of the crew members in attendance standing behind him in solidarity for the national anthem. Guys, it was a moment. I've been around the sport a long time, and that was one that's going to stick with me for a long, long time. That show of solidarity from these drivers was amazing. Dale Jr., what was your take on the whole situation?
I learned of the incident last night. I just couldn't believe what I was reading. I just couldn't believe that somehow that had gotten into that area. How, you know, and immediately you worry about how that did happen, how it was allowed to happen, who's responsible. Anything short of an idea of those responsible will be a major disappointment. And the idea is critical to understanding how it happened. And then, you know, you think about Bubba and the load that he's carried for this sport over the last several weeks. It's not been an easy thing. And we heard from him in the comments post-race that he's felt that the weight of that for many, many weeks. It's great to see the support from the drivers, the industry. Steve Phelps has done an amazing job as a leader for this sport. There's a lot of people rallying around Bubba, but I don't know that any of us really understands how that must have felt. And that worries me for Bubba, not just because of his physical safety, but his mental, you know, stability. And, you know, I know that he is, you know, feeding off of the support. He is, he's responding to not only the support from our industry, but the support nationwide. He's responding well to that. And we just need to keep protecting him, you know, and keep taking care of him. He's part of our family. And, you know, I read a lot of comments on social media from other drivers and people in the industry that he's part of our family. And I feel that very much, very strongly. It was really good for me personally to see and hear from him post-race and to see a smile on his face. That meant a lot to me, almost as much, if not more, than what we saw before the race started. These are difficult things to deal with, and nobody's having a harder time with it and put in a more challenging situation than Bubba. And I hope that he's feeling the love and support that he's getting from our industry.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
No one should be subjected to hate. No one should have to feel the way that Bubba Wallace felt when he was given that news. That is incomprehensible, indefensible. Whoever did that is going to pay a huge price. and they deserve to. You don't treat human beings like that. This sport is full of competitive people, but I know this sport to be a garage full of compassionate people. And the solidarity that was shown to Bubba Wallace before this race was remarkable, where the drivers got together and said, we're going to stand behind our guy. He's our family. You don't mess with our family. And then all the crew members took that lead and followed it. And that's how much support that Bubba Wallace has, but also how much support there is for the rejecting hate. And it was great to see our sport, the people in that garage, step up and show the world they're not going to put up with stupid stuff. And I'm proud of every one of them for making a stand. Bubba Wallace does not deserve to be treated like that, nor does anybody in this world deserve to be treated like that. I'm extremely proud to be part of the NASCAR family, extremely proud of the leadership that the drivers took and that the crew members followed. That's what this sport is about. I didn't know what they were going to do, but it didn't surprise me that they did something. It's horrific what happened to Bubba Wallace. Should never be allowed to happen to anybody.
Yeah, Jeff, I didn't read the news Sunday night. I actually went to bed early. I woke up to the news on Monday morning, and I was in disbelief. I didn't know what to think. I was angry. I was upset. I was fearful for my friend Bubba Wallace and what he must be thinking. And you know, I had this mix of emotion that took me through this roller coaster through the entire first half of the day. And it wasn't until that moment on the grid pre-race did I realize that it was okay to be angry and to be upset, because the support – the sport had for Bubba was there. It was an amazing moment. That was, from everything I understand, unscripted to a point. It wasn't a NASCAR, you know, thing. It was a driver thing. From everything I've understood, Jimmy Johnson, some other drivers got this conversation going, and it was their idea to show their driver, the person they compete against. They had no problem competing against him on the racetrack, but when the race is over, they're humans, they're friends, they race in the same sport. And I think that was a proud moment for NASCAR to show that everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks, and that's what I want to take a minute and step back even further. Me personally, I owe Bubba Wallace a thank you. He's kind of been my guiding light through this situation where I've been trying to listen and learn. Dale, it started with you and the conversation you have on the podcast. It's continued every time I've seen Bubba in the media. When I've talked to him personally, whether I've seen him on social media, he's been a great opportunity and a great person for me to lean on, to learn from. I've grown up in the world of NASCAR for over two decades now, and what Bubba has really shown all of us and educated all of us on this change that is coming, that needs to come, that needs to happen, and what happened down in Talladega in the garage area is just more proof that there's work to be done. And then what happened on the grid, though, to your point, Dale, was a special moment because it was a group of people that were saying, you know what? We believe in this guy. We support this guy. He said in his interview, he called it a burden, and then he said it isn't a burden. He may not use those words, but I can't imagine the pressure he is under to carry this load, to educate all of us as he has so many others. It was a special moment, a special day. That post-race interview, Junior, you mentioned it. It was unbelievable. I know you had a conversation all the way back on your podcast. What's the last couple of weeks? For you personally, the last couple of weeks, this has been quite a journey.
Yeah, I mean, it has been it has been a roller coaster for the entire industry. But I want to say that one thing that's different this go around. One thing that, you know, I've been in this sport for a couple decades, and there's been conversations about Confederate flags and social issues before in our sport. This time, I've never heard the drivers speak as loudly as they have in support of Bubba with their own messages. I don't think that I had ever seen the stern support from our president and executives in NASCAR. I've never been more confident in the leadership in our sport than we have now. It worries me to see Bubba under so much stress, but I know that he has so many people supporting him that are his peers, and he has the support of the industry. And I mean, the guys at the top really have their hearts behind this. really changing this sport and going in a new direction, a better direction. I believe it. And that wasn't there before. You know, that I've been around the sport, and I haven't seen that type of support in the past. So that gives me some hope. And you know, so as this kind of rolls on and the conversation continues, I love hearing our drivers particularly speak on it. And I'm glad that they are. A lot of them are willing to share their opinions and their emotions and support what's happening.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are in the middle of a worldwide crisis, right, while all this is going on. And we are in, I think it's fair to say, we're in uncharted territory with everything that's going on in the whole world. And sports have a way of unifying people. And I think that's what I was most proud of today, is that that sign of solidarity and that sign of unity and that sign of togetherness, standing with Bubba Wallace, representing the entire sport. Because what we can't do as a sport is put this all on Bubba Wallace, right? That's not fair to him. We have to, whether somebody's doing something horrible to anybody, we can't stand for it. And it's not fair to put all this on Bubba Wallace's shoulders for one person to carry that whole load. And he needs to know there's an industry that's willing to help carry their load. As Junior, you just said, you know, there's people that are willing to help carry the load. It's too much for one person to carry. And everybody is here, and I thought today showed that. I thought today was – I don't know that the drivers could have done any better. To stand with Bubba Wallace, to stand against hate. It was just a great day to see it. And it's what sports can do, right? It's sports. Sports have this incredible way of bringing people together that are from completely different backgrounds, from completely different parts of the world, all with a common goal to compete and win. Fans in the stands pulling for you, pulling against you. That's what sports are about. And it can help heal. And I just, you know, the race was awesome. We saw a great race today, but bigger than that was the statement made by the drivers and by the team, by NASCAR itself. It's just a big day for the sport, a day everyone should be proud of.
If I can also add to that, you talked about the race and how great a race it was, and it really was a fantastic event. I've never been as nervous watching a race as an observer. I really was. I caught myself sort of surprised at how nervous I was toward the end of that race for everyone involved and just how it was playing out. I want to mention Bubba again and his performance. Since we came back from our break from the pandemic, and especially in the last month or two, the last several weeks, Bubba is driving with so much emotion and spirit. You know, he's taken the emotions that he's feeling and channeling them into his performance. And I'm seeing a driver and a guy really growing up extremely fast, maturing right in front of us, and putting things together on the racetrack that I hadn't seen that team capable of doing in the past. And that is inspiring to watch as well. Him driving that car into the lead today was just such a special moment to watch, you know. And a lot of – he had a lot of people pulling for him today. You know that. And – to be able to see him up there and being competitive, that means a lot to him. there are bigger things going on in his life. But to be able to go out there and perform and run like he wants to run, like he's always wanted to run, this is his dream to race in the Cup Series, has to be special as well.
Hey, Steve, yes. Steve, can I add one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
How about Richard Petty? You know, he's been staying away from the racetrack, you know, for obvious reasons, COVID-19 and all those things, and him saying, you know what, to hell with that. I'm going to the racetrack. I'm going to go racetrack and show my man that I'm supporting him. I thought that was a huge thing, too. I mean, that should not be left unsaid because, you know, Richard Petty, a lot of car owners aren't going to the track, you know, for obvious reasons. And Richard Petty, he said, I'm going to be there. No matter what, I'm coming. And I thought that was from the king of our sport, right? He's the king. For him to be there today, I thought was a really, really great.
Yeah, you know, all of us have been a part of the sport a long time. What I've seen in the last 2 weeks is a sport that is ready to change. They found a way to get the sport back on track when the world didn't have sports. Then the next hurdle was this. And they have found a way with Bubba Wallace's help and leadership and Steve Phelps listening and acting and the support of the drivers and the owners. You mentioned Richard Petty, Dale Jr. You mentioned the drivers. It takes an entire industry of support. And I believe this industry has that. And now it's not talk. It's real change. The ball is moving. I think that all started with Bubba Wallace taking this leadership role. And as you said, the leaders within NASCAR listening and then the industry supporting him in his movement. I know we all were part of the social media movement, and I have no problem saying it here. I stand with Bubba Wallace. I'm proud of the movement he's doing. Dale Jr., I know you feel the same way. Jeff Burton, you feel the same way. Today was a major day for NASCAR, and it had nothing to do with the racing on the racetrack. The major moment happened before the cars ever rolled off. It was a proud day for NASCAR, one for all wondering.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.